38-year-old Tom Burnett was headed home to the Bay Area from a business trip to New York on United Flight 93. Using his cell phone, he called his wife in California and told her that three men had taken control of the plane.
His adrenaline was going, he was not whispering, he was talking quickly, and he was ready to do something.
It was the first of three phone calls Dina Burnett would receive from the plane. Her husband, an executive at a Bay Area pharmaceutical company, described how the terrorists had stabbed to death one person on board and were threatening to detonate a bomb. She told him about the attack on the World Trade Center.
He was fighting to come home. He had every intention of being here that night.
United Flight 93 was headed from Newark to San Francisco, but the hijackers diverted it in the direction of Washington, D.C. The plane never reached its target. It crashed in western Pennsylvania, and Dina Burnett is convinced her husband is one reason why.
I pleaded with him to please sit down and not draw attention to himself. And he said, no, no. If they're going to run this into the ground, we're going to have to do something.
Last night at St. Isidore's Catholic Church in Danville, California, family and friends gathered in his memory.
I draw comfort from the fact that I know he didn't go down by giving up. He certainly went down fighting.
But the couple's three children, ages 5 and 3, are having a tough time understanding why their daddy isn't home yet.
They asked if he was in heaven, and I said yes. They asked if he could talk to them on his cell phone.
At least 45 people died aboard Flight 93, including Tom Burnett. But had that plane ever reached its intended target, the death toll could have been much higher. David Wright, ABC News, Los Angeles.